This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In the 90s, a federal program called Moving to Opportunity gave housing vouchers to very poor families in five of America's biggest cities. The idea was to move people out of their present neighborhood and presumably to somewhere better. A new report in the journal Science tells us a few important things about how those families fared. Some of it's encouraging, some of it not so much. Robert Sampson is a sociologist at Harvard. He has studied the Moving to Opportunity program himself, and he wrote an accompanying article evaluating the report. Good to talk with you.
Good to be here.
So we've got 4,500 families here. That's a pretty good sized sample. What happened when they were able to move to better neighborhoods?
Yes, this is a study of families that were living in really distressed environments. And what happened was the government assigned housing vouchers to residents. The families that got vouchers initially moved to neighborhoods that were lower in poverty. Then over time, there was somewhat of a shift back to neighborhoods that were getting poorer or actually moving back to their original neighborhoods.
We did have a small number of families, though, as I understand it, who spent some time in better neighborhoods, and we could look at their quality of life, their mental state. What can we say about that?
The results, I sort of view it as sort of good news and bad news. So the good news is that when we shift people out of extreme poverty and we follow them over a long period of time, and families, in particular women, did much better on mental health. In particular, they were happier. The bad news, if you want to view it that way, is that in terms of economic outcomes, whether it might be income, employment, and so forth, that didn't change. So in other words, the long-term result is not that the economics of the situation or the family was improved, but rather the mental health was improved.
So putting aside the mental health benefits, which are tending to lead the headlines on this morning, the other big takeaway is that it is very difficult to create permanent shifts for people socioeconomically. Has there been anything learned since this program was in effect in the 90s that might give us some hope on that front?
Well, it is very hard, and I think that's one of the key findings. But it does suggest that it's hard to change poverty and that we need to think about interventions that take into account both the individual situation, but we can also think about more place-based interventions or interventions in the neighborhoods themselves.
Sociologist Robert Sampson at Harvard, thank you.
Thank you.